Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, and we're back with more business stories. I'm Sharad Kutin, Tan Chung Han with me, and also on the line we have Gerald Ambrose, Chief Executive Officer with Aberdeen Islamic Asset Management.
Good morning, Gerald. All right, so there have been proposals to further develop Malaysia's equities markets, you know, from listing Islamic shares to plans for an SME market. What do you make of these plans?
Well, I was just thinking, actually, good morning to you all, for an Islamic fund manager, there's not many, there aren't many financial alternatives in the world, to be honest, but at the moment we're restricted to Bank Islam Malaysia and Takaful Malaysia, not many others. So the addition of further options for investing in the financial sector for Islamic fund managers would be welcome. As far as SMEs is concerned, variety is the spice of life. Of course, companies coming to the Bursa Malaysia market in order to list have to meet various financial criteria and statements. As long as SMEs can be viewed through the same lenses as any other company listed in Malaysia, everybody would welcome it, I think.
But then, specifically for the SME market, then do you think there'll be something that's attractive for the average retail investor, or perhaps would it require someone who's a bit more sophisticated, someone with a larger appetite for risk?
Well, it's rather like remember we had these special purpose acquisition corporations or SPACs that came to the market without any activity in order to raise funds to make an acquisition in the oil and gas sector that came a few years ago. Some of them failed to make the acquisitions necessary, not helped by a fall in oil price. So, you know, one has to balance a risk with reward. And I think investors have to be made aware of that. But I expect there are already a number of companies on the market where, you know, the potential for upside is significant, but there's also a lot of risk as well. Of course, being completely biased and being active fund managers ourselves, of course, we would advise people to use our mutual funds to invest in any of these shares.
Not bad for a shameless plug there, Gerald. All right. Now, recently you were quoted in local media reports saying that Malaysian equities have appeared, quote, dull and expensive, unquote. I mean, can you elaborate on that? Are these large caps that you're referring to?
I hope I don't get shot for saying that, actually.
But it was in the paper, so yeah.
I think that what has happened is that, of course, the age profile of Malaysia is such that, everybody's coming to working age. Not many people come to retirement age. I think last year, EPF had net subscriptions of some 15 billion ringgit. That's more than a billion ringgit a month coming in. And with the weak ringgit, they probably think it's not wise to invest overseas at the moment. So that has helped to prop up the market. Another factor that I think made the market a little bit dull is that when foreigners do come into the market, they seem to just buy, maybe half a dozen of the blue chips. If you see the most active shares traded every day, they do tend to be Maybank, Tanaga, a public bank, Sime Darby, a lot of the companies that have got large weights in the index. we as a bottom-up fund managers, of course, not against that, but what it has done is led to the index heavyweights being at a significant valuation premium to some of the non-index stocks that have got, we believe, much better valuations.
Now, Gerald, then, so if you're implying that, you know, these institutional investors, now if, let's say they were to, say, pull back from the equity space or at least limit their involvement, right? I mean, do you see enough breadth and depth from retail investors to then jump right in?
More than there was. There do seem to be some animal spirits in the market from the retail sector at the moment. I think the retail share of average daily turnover has crept up, but it's nothing like Thailand. It's a completely different market, I suppose, but in the Securities Exchange of Thailand, you know, some 60-70% of average daily turnover is retail. I used to work in a stockbroker that had a large business in Thailand, and whenever stocks were going up there, sometimes somebody from Thailand would call up and say, men in flip-flops are saying this stock will go up, which is very different from, you know, so-and-so research is saying this stock's growth outlook is good and it's at quite a low price-earnings ratio. So it does add a little bit of excitement, a little bit of sex and violence to the market when you have retail investment. It is here, and the government has committed to invest some 3 billion ringgit or get some of the government-linked investment companies to invest in the smaller cap stocks in order to add some liquidity there. But with stockbroking having a difficult year last year and perhaps the year before, I think their ability to cover all these companies is less. So I do believe that in the sort of bottom 500 of the 900-odd companies that are listed on the Bursa Malaysia, there are a lot of companies that are jewels in the mud and are there to be discovered.
So essentially, with you using that bottom-up approach, I'm guessing that you have a more positive outlook on small caps?
Yes, certain small caps. There's more excitement there. Of course, Aberdeen Asset Management is a relatively large investor, so anything less than, say, 400 million ringgit market cap would be difficult to invest in because we have country funds where we like to invest in a portfolio that is the same across all funds. So if, say, we had to have a 1% weight in a new small cap company, we don't want to end up buying 25% of that company. So that for Aberdeen might limit the market cap that we will invest down to. But there's plenty of stocks below 2 billion ringgit market cap, I think, that have a lot of excitement.
All right, certainly we'll take your words into account versus the average man on the street with flip-flops there. Thank you so much for your time and your insights there. Gerald Ambrose, Chief Executive Officer for Aberdeen Islamic Asset Management. And now Khoo Soo Chuang speaks to Ben LeBrun in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.